5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Ugh. All sorts of great stuff happening Tuesday. Very, very excited about the upcoming trip. Headed out to Israel. I do have the tentative final agenda, or the final tentative agenda. I'm not exactly sure which way I should address it, but I'm going to share some of it with you in a couple of moments, because some of the stuff is just amazing. I have told you already, I'll be meeting with the president of Israel. I will also be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. And there are a lot of other things that have just come up today, and I have to see which ones are starred. Because certain things you're not allowed to share. So I promise. I promised you before, and I'm promising you now, I will share what I can share. And then once I'm actually on the ground, of course, it'll be even more accessible. Although I don't think we're allowed to reveal locations and stuff like that. Okay, so just wanted to be up close and up front, rather, with you. You know that I have had the privilege of talking about the Good Feet store for years. I am a customer. I'm a brand ambassador, right? I figured out what the Good Feet store and the art support experts of the Good Feet store could do for me. And once they helped me, I just thought I got to tell everybody. And so please allow me always to tell everybody. And Jonathan Cotton, who now owns the Good Feet stores, boy, he's got a bunch of them. He's getting ready to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Good Feet store right here in Central Virginia. He's got a similar story. Now, I love Jonathan, but he's crazy. He loves running marathons, and that's what prompted him to go in there in the first place. I mean, I'll run like, what is it, 30 miles, 26 miles? I'll run it, but not all at once. That's the part that bugs me. But he's joining us. Jonathan, welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And I have to say, in full transparency, I have done 6 marathons in the past. I don't have one currently scheduled, and I'm not sure that I will, Jeff. But I still love running. I did a half marathon back in November, and I would never be able to do it without Good Feet Art Supports. That's what got me into this business and helping me as a customer resolve my plantar fasciitis. And I came back in and said, I've never had a product transform my life. And the owner at that time, she turned around, looked at me, and she said, you want to buy the place? And that's what we did. So a little over 10 years ago, but it's been a fun journey.
It is such a fascinating journey, because you know there are people hearing that saying, oh, come on, that's not what really happened. But I know that's what really happened.
And Jeff, I've had multiple people ask me that, say, is that really true? And I said, well, yeah, I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't true. That's literally exactly what happened. And I can actually tell you, I came in January of 2012. I came back in September of 2013 as I was getting ready to run my second marathon, having run the first one with the Good Feet Art Supports in. And I was getting the cushions to go over the art support. And I told her that. She said that. A week later, we had another meeting. And then a few months later, I had given up a career in corporate sales that I'd been doing for over 25 years and decided to jump off the deep end as an entrepreneur with the Good Feet store.
Well, listen, I love it, and I love your crew. I have for a long time. When you told your lovely bride, hey, guess what? You know that great career I have in corporate sales? I've been doing it a quarter of a century. Yeah, I've decided to give that all up and buy this store. Can I ask what her response was, Jonathan?
How did that go? Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. And actually, in my book, The Business of Character, that I recently shared, I recount that and how that was a very significant event, because if you put both of us on the risk continuum, I would be at one end and she would be at the other end, and I say two times that she took extreme risk. One was when she said yes to a 19-year-old with $150 in his pocket to marry him. That was 41 years ago now, Jeff. And then the second time was when she said, maybe you ought to check it out about this whole thing about buying the Good Feet store.
Wow. I love it. I'm glad you mentioned it. I was going to bring it up. The Business of Character, that is Jonathan Cotton's book. For those of us that have gotten to know Jonathan throughout the years, we've heard one or two really wonderful, heartwarming, inspiring stories in his journey. But you tie it in with the book, you tie it in with a decade of service, because what you do with your team at the Good Feed Store, I'll remind everybody, Jonathan, it is about service. They're there to help our community. That comes through every time you visit with them.
And I love it, Jeff, and thank you for saying that, because our teams are the most incredible resource that we have, and they're, you know, so many of them that you get to know them, they become friends, and I have all the world of respect for it, and that's how you can grow a business is having the right people involved. And we have, we're a very non-traditional business in today's day and age with e-commerce, where e-commerce, and now with AI, increasingly the human element is being taken out, whereas we see the human element as being so essential to our value proposition and to really delivering the best experience to our customers, is having those dynamic people involved.
Do you find that's going to be a challenge moving forward? Because, again, you are all about customer service. You are all about finding the best people in our community, helping other people in our community. And I personally, you know, I'm not a visionary. I'm not a businessman. I'm not an entrepreneur. But I can't even envision the Good Feed Store without the people. That it just can't be an AI or just online sort of ordering, because it is all about that personal interaction, the personal fitting, and all that.
I believe that with all my heart. And there's a Four Seasons hotel. The founder of the Four Seasons Hotel came up with this quote. He said, what we should do is systematize the predictable and humanize the exceptional. I believe the opportunity with AI is to systematize things that are rote, activities and functions that a machine can do. Yeah. But that element, I believe that as human beings, we need hope, and we find hope in relationships, and often problem solving comes through relationship. It comes through seeing the look in somebody's eye and those types of things, or maybe the tone that they said something in, that's often the key to unlocking things. And that's what I love about what we do at the Good Feed Store, is having that opportunity to, as we say in our vision statement, to walk beside those in our community, regardless of their need, because we're people who love our neighbors, and we believe it's more blessed to give than to receive.
Well, Jonathan, you are also doing so much with charitable operations. I look at what you do with TAPS. I know you personally, even now with this this wide-ranging collection of Good Feed Stores that you have now, you're still offering yourself. You're still providing for folks in our community who don't have the blessings necessarily that you and I have, helping them with resumes and job searches and all of this stuff. That's always been part of you. It's part of your business. And as I read your book, and I shared this when I first read it over on LinkedIn, that was one of the main takeaways in the Business of Character. That character component, that giving back, is essential if you're going to be successful in anything.
And Jeff, it's really important to make this distinction, and that is that the Business of Character is not about celebrating my character. It's about a call to a mission, a missional pursuit, a collective pursuit of the business of character. And you don't have to be a business owner to be involved in that, but it's to transform whatever role that you have in the community to say, this has a special spot that we don't have to wait to do good deeds or things on Sunday morning. Wednesday afternoon, there are opportunities to give the cups of cold water to people, to do it in a way that's nimble and agile, in a way that often big systems, whether it be government, whether it be, healthcare systems, that kind of thing, can often struggle with. Yep. And a business can serve as a mission outpost in the community, not to extract things from the community, but to really to have exponential value to all the stakeholders, whether they be owners, employees, customers, and the community at large.
Well, I love it. So, Jonathan, we're celebrating really a decade of the Good Feet Store in Central Virginia. You got a beautiful brand new location down on the south side as well. I've just lost track of how many locations you have. You are everywhere at this point. Anything special we should be looking for? Are we going to have a cake, you know, a little celebration or something?
Well, here's what we're going to have. We are going to have none other than a three-time champion, a three-time NASCAR champion by the name of Joey Logano, who will be with us on the August the 15th at the Good Feet Store. Okay. That's Friday night. And then August the 16th, we'll invite people in for a lot of fun activities. There'll be other different people there to meet that are part of our athletes and other members of the community, and we just invite people to come out, and we'll have fun. And whether we'll have a cake or not, I don't know. I haven't looked at that, Jeff, but we'll be having a good time, and we invite people to come out August 15th in the evening. Right. Joey Logano will be there around 7 to 8:30 okay. on the 15th, and then all day on the 16th at the Short Pump location at West Broad Marketplace. Where Wegmans and Cabela's are, we invite folks to come out.
I love it. Well, I am looking forward to getting out there and saying hello and just helping everybody celebrate, because you've done some amazing work, not just at the store, as I say, but in this community. It's so important. And The Business of Character, wonderful, wonderful book. I'm hoping people will have the opportunity to get that as well. Jonathan,
I'll have some there, Jeff.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for taking some time for us today. I appreciate it. And I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything that you do, not just at the Good Feet Store, but everything that you are doing in our community. We think the world of you. I keep Gentry in my prayers, along with all my other law enforcement cohorts. Good guy. And just thanks for dropping by, dude.
Thank you, Jeff. And best wishes. We'll be praying for you in your trip to Israel, and that would be a meaningful time there. So thank you for all that you do also.
You got it. Thank you, my friend. That is Jonathan Cotton, the Good Feet Store. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.